Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Welcome to the show today. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735, you want to weigh in. What we're talking about, what we're dealing with today, you know, it's a couple of things I want to talk about. Of course, I'm going to talk about Omarosa after your president called her a female dog. I mean, he sounded like Too Short in that tweet. He can go on and on. You know what his favorite word is? Beep. You know what it is. That's what it that. Hey, he called her a female dog. You know what that word is. He called her that in a tweet. The president. So we'll talk a little bit about that. All right. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the tapes involving Omarosa and how she's proven through these tapes that these people are lying. And, you know, whether you like her or not, I'm going to tell you why we need to be fighting. Also today on the show, I'm going to break down what's happening in Florida. This man is now charged with manslaughter. I'm going to tell you why he's going to be found guilty this time. This is going to be the first case that's a national case dealing with Stand Your Ground that somebody's going to actually go to jail on. Also want to talk about California a little bit. Good morning, all my folks out there on the West Coast. Everybody on YouTube, good morning. YouTube, go ahead, hit those like buttons for me. Everybody hit the like buttons. Let me start off the show with what's going on in California. Now, if you've listened to this show and you're a fan of this show, you know that I always talk about how literally how they use the system to create poverty, undereducated, poor economic environments so that they can have people locked up and incarcerated. Now, the reason they want to have them locked up and incarcerated because this is the way to have slavery, because under the 13th Amendment in every state, not just in the federal side, but on even on your state constitutions, slavery has been abolished except for state or federal incarceration. So they need people locked up so they can keep the practice of slavery going. And the practice of slavery, really, for them, the big element of it was cheap labor, free labor. And so now you have prisoners today all over this country that work 8-9 hours a day and make maybe $5 or $6 for the whole day, if they're lucky. If they're lucky. Now, let's talk about what's going on in California. Right now in California, you have massive firefighting efforts going on. It's, you know, fire blowing everywhere in California. People are losing their homes, their lives, and everything else. Well, guess what they've decided to do in the state of California? They're taking the inmates out of jail and making them fight the fires. Oh, they're going to get paid for it. $1. $1 to go fight the forest fires. They're making the inmates go fight the forest fire. Now, they're making them risk their lives for a fire that's burning for $1. And here's the kicker. When they get out of jail, guess what? They can't go be on the firefighting force. They can't go join the firefighters. Think about that. And this is the crazy part about it, right? They don't even have a choice. If they say, well, I don't want to go do that, under the 13th Amendment, slavery has been abolished except for state and federal incarceration. You have no choice. Get your butt out here. Here go the water holes. I wish you luck. See, if y'all don't understand, if y'all don't understand what's really going on, I don't know when y'all gonna understand what's really going on. That is bonkers when you think about it. Now, just imagine somebody in there for a weed possession. They lose their life fighting a fire. See, these are the fights we need to be having, y'all. We need to be fighting to change this corrupt justice system. They're taking these inmates and making them risk their lives for $1. And they can't even be firefighters when they get out. Now, if they had something where if you fight these fires, we're going to train you how to be a firefighter. We want you to go out here and fight these fires. If you do this, when you get out, we'll have an exception for you to come and join the force. Hey, that's worth going out there and fighting because, you know, if you want to get your life together after you get out, you got a chance to get your life together. But if you're telling me I can't be a firefighter when I get out and all I'm getting is $1, but you want me to be out here on the front lines, man, whew, boy, more. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, that's one fight we need to be having. Now, let me tell you the other fight we need to be having. You need to be having a fight about Omarosa. See, I thought my lifetime, I really did. I just knew in my lifetime I would see black people say enough is enough and be willing to fight. I thought it would happen when the whole LeBron James thing happened when Trump was talking about his intelligence, but it didn't happen. But I thought it would happen then because it should have happened then because LeBron is actually doing something to give back to the community, to try to break the chains of poverty. He's trying to stop the pipeline from schools to prison. And nobody really, really looked at it like this is the moment we need to stand up and fight. This should be our Boston Tea Party. Now you have a president calling a black woman a dog. Now, he ain't calling her a dog just to be calling her a dog, y'all. He was calling her the B word, a female dog. That's what he was calling her. Now, let me say this to you. Whether you like Omarosa, whether you hate Omarosa, This ain't even about Omarosa. This is about black folk. Let me explain something to you. The fact that we are not going crazy over this only strengthens what they already know. Okay? It's only strengthening. What they already know. Okay? And let me explain to you why this isn't about Omarosa. For everybody who's going to be saying, well, she didn't do this, and she didn't help blacks, and she didn't. I don't care what she did, all right? I don't care what she did. I remember the O.J. Simpson case. When O.J. Simpson was found not guilty, black people were cheering, white people was upset. When you got to the pro-black, you know, these, you know, I'm pro-black everything, and I'm Africanist, Africanette. They were, I don't know why y'all cheering for OJ. He ain't never do nothing for the black community, never do nothing for the black community. Now, I was relatively a young kid at this when this was going on. I remember my mama saying, you hear these fools right here, don't ever be a fool like this. She said, because this has nothing to do with OJ Simpson. This has to do with somebody black beating the system like somebody white would. This is the case with Omarosa, y'all. This ain't got nothing to do with Omarosa. It has to do with the fact that if we are not fighting for her, it makes it comfortable for them to treat all of us like that. I'll explain when we come back. You're listening to WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right. You want to weigh in? Call up 919-410-7735. Now, let me get back to this whole Omarosa issue. Now, I want to be very clear about one thing. This isn't about supporting Omarosa. You got to look at this from a bigger picture, y'all. Look, the best way I can explain this, if we're not fighting mad over her being called a dog, what it does is it strengthens what they already believe. And what they believe is this. We can disrespect black women. Nobody's going to say nothing. We can shoot unarmed black people. They're going to pray and they're going to march. That's it. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. We can murder somebody and all people going to do is get outraged, but they're not going to do nothing about it. That's why George Zimmerman is still walking around. We got all these killers in our neighborhoods, all these gangsters and thugs, but Zimmerman is walking around alive and well. We can give you poor education. We can give you no economic development. We can lock you up in record numbers compared to everybody else in the nation because you know what? You Negroes ain't gonna do nothing. This is what this is about, y'all. It ain't about Omarosa. It's not about Omarosa at all. It's about the fact that every time something is done to us, we marching and praying. We are the only ethnicity that will not ride or die for each other. Look, let me turn this around. It's Barack Obama in the White House. He could call Hillary Clinton a dog. Do you know the right? If he were to call Hillary Clinton a dog after he beat her in that race, do you know the right, the alt-right, would be outside the White House trying to burn it down because he called a white woman a dog? Even the gay community, if Omarosa was gay, the gay community would be outside the White House with pitchforks right now. See, everybody keeps looking at this from Omarosa this, Omarosa that. The hell with Omarosa. Look at what's, this is part of a bigger picture. Forget Omarosa. It ain't got nothing to do with Omarosa. It has to do with the fact that they continuously disrespect us because we don't do nothing. We don't do nothing. Think about this. Omarosa's been called a dog. A black woman. LeBron James has been called unintelligent. A black man. What he said about Maxine Waters. What he said about Haiti and Africa. Think about all the things that's been said. Where's the black group set? Where's NAN? Where's NAACP? Where's Urban League? Where are they at on this? Where's the press conferences? Where's the demand to shut down the White House? Where's the demand to have an economic boycott? Sharpton sits on MSNBC every weekend. Where's the demand? Where's the call out? Where's the call out? See, do you not get this? This is all about us. It ain't got nothing to do with Omarosa. It has to do with us. Because if we were a group of people who would say, you know what? We don't care if we don't like this black woman over here. If you disrespect her, you're going to have a problem with us. We don't care if we dislike this black dude over here. If you disrespect him, you're going to have a problem with us. Because, see, if we get to that level in that point, they will stop this nonsense that they're doing. They would stop. Because right now, they can kill an unarmed black man. They're not worried about it. You think they're worried about it? No. They're not worried about it at all. Because we ain't going to do nothing but march and pray. Or we going to villainize the person they going after. We going to help villainize them. See, let me tell you, I'm not saying this from a fact of what I think. I'm telling you from what I know. When I was going through all the crap I was going through, I was trying to get back on radio stations. People, I can't touch you, man. I can't put that dude on the air. Black people. This wasn't white folks. This was black people. Didn't even know what was going on. They just read something on the internet and believed it was the gospel truth. Not, let me talk to Warren and see what's really happening. Let me see what's going on. No. They made me a villain without even knowing what was going on. This is what we do. This is why, if you go back and read right now on the YouTube stuff, look at how many of y'all, Omarosa ain't help black people. I ain't riding for her. I ride for anybody but Omarosa. It ain't got nothing to do with Omarosa, man. It's so much bigger than that. And when we do that, we fall into what they want us to fall into. They don't want us to pay attention that they're steadily disrespecting us. They want us to pay attention to, well, this person was this person was that. Think about what they did with Trayvon Martin. They tried to make this boy a MMF fighter, a gangster and a thug because he had tattoos, because he was wearing grills. I mean, they tried to villainize this boy to the point where they tried to make him a gang member. A gang member. And we bought into it. You had black folks saying, well, you know, Trayvon was, you know, he was big and, you know, he did have some tattoos. You had black folks saying this. You got to understand, this is the game. The game is, don't get caught up in the fact that you're being disrespected. Get caught up in the person. Make them the villain, because if you can make them the villain, even their own people will villainize them. And so, this is why I have a great respect for the Asian community, for the Jewish community, for the Latino community, for the white community. Because you're not going to disrespect their people. If you disrespect one, you got a problem with all of them. And they're not trying to hear what you're saying about this person is a bad person. They don't care. They can care less. We come back. Let's talk a little bit about these tapes. Oh, man. Y'all, President. Talk about y'all president. You're listening to WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to be preneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Now, let me say this to everybody, okay? Because I really want to be clear. I'm going to say this every time. This isn't about caping for Omarosa, y'all. It's not. This is way bigger than Omarosa, okay? See, what's the best way I can explain this? It's funny because what everybody did was look at what we did in the civil rights movement. And they realized what we did wrong, and then they copied it and did it the right way. People, what are you talking about, Warren? They looked at the civil rights movement and saw that if you affected the money and you got the people together, you could create a change. But the change you want isn't what they were asking for in the civil rights movement, not equality, equity. And so you fast forward to today and you look at all these groups, whether it's the Latino groups, whether it's the LGBTQ groups, whether it was, what else they call it? The Tea Party group. If you look at these different groups, if you look at them and take them down to their nuts and bolts, they were nothing but civil rights movements, but they adjusted their movements to get equity, not equality. Now, the reason they did that is because they had to make it so uncomfortable that folks wouldn't feel comfortable disrespecting them. In today's society, you quicker to have somebody come for you if you say something disrespectful about an LGBTQ person than if you call the N-word in today's society. They've positioned their movement just like the Jewish community, where if you say anything that is deemed anti-Semitic, you have all the Jewish people coming at you. Okay? And so what I'm trying to get you guys to see, forget about Omarosa, y'all. Throw that to the side. Look at it from the point of view of, we need to look at the tactics that our white brothers and sisters have done, that our Jewish brothers and sisters have done. Think about our white brothers and sisters, right? When they get in trouble, think about how much money they raise for each other. Look, this dude who was the FBI agent who just got fired, who Trump just fired, right? He set up a GoFundMe. He didn't raise $200,000 in less than a week. They ride for each other. They ride for each other. We don't do that. We don't do that at all. If we did, it wouldn't be so normal for them to shoot a black unarmed man. It wouldn't be normal for a president to call somebody a dog or unintelligent or talk about their looks. I I mean, that's all I'm trying to get y'all to understand. I'm trying to get you to understand that this ain't about this. It's about us. And they're comfortable in what they're doing to us. And we've allowed them to be comfortable. Look, it's just like this, right? Let me say it a different way for you so you can really, really understand what I'm saying. All right? Ladies, if you single and you got a dude that likes you and you tell this dude, look, I ain't really trying to be with you like this. But the dude is like, no, I want to take you on trips. I want to spend money on you. I want to buy you fancy things. And you like, I don't want them because I don't want to be with you. No, I don't care. I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to do it. Eventually, you're going to be like, if you really want to do this, I'm going to let you do it. You're going to feel comfortable taking it because you've told him already you don't want to be with him like that. Fellas, if you got that one thing that you can call at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, every time you call, no matter what, you can come through and smash. You ain't finna marry her. You ain't finna wife her up because you doing what you want to do the way you want to do it. Why are you going to change that? You comfortable in it. You comfortable in it. And if you comfortable in it, you're not going to change it. The country has got comfortable with what's going on with people in poverty in this country. And see, somebody said, well, Warren, we got the fear gene. This ain't even really about fear, though. All right? Let me show you why it's not about fear. It's just like the example I gave in the break. If you look at our neighborhoods, when I was growing up, man, when you first started hearing gunshots in our neighborhood, people were freaking out. Oh, my God, somebody's shooting. A whole neighborhood would come out because somebody was shooting. By the time I became a junior or senior in high school, gunshots were so normal, nobody even looked out the window when they heard gunshots. Nobody even looked out the window. Why? Because we had become conditioned and comfortable with the gunshots. Now, when it first happened, we weren't comfortable, we weren't conditioned, and it was a big deal. We were worried. Who got shot? What's going on out here? Everybody's running out their house as a community trying to figure out what is going on. 3 years later, nobody even cared. Nobody even cared. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. See, if you get used to it, you don't even understand you being disrespected because you used to it. You think this is the way it's supposed to be. You think, well, you know, it's been like this. Ain't nothing I can say, ain't nothing I can do. And then what we do is we demonize the people who really are the victims. And then we demonize. I recorded in Chicago this morning. I was talking about in that show. The thing about Chicago that most people fail to realize is it's the most segregated place in the world. I mean, Chicago doesn't have the school busing system. There was no integration of schools. So one side of the town is one color. One side of the town is another color. We don't have really integration in Chicago. My whole elementary school was black. Not even Latinos was in our school. Except for the ones that was like me and other people we had mixtures of Latino in us, but we were considered black. And so when you have that segregation like that, it's easy to redline a people. It's easy to give them less than in their community. And they think that's the way it's supposed to be. And so it's easy for Rahm Emanuel to go in there and close their schools. It's easy for them to let the shootings and the violence happen because ain't nobody else over there. The cops know, well, we go over here to Inglewood. We know that's a black neighborhood. We ain't got to go over there in a hurry. It's just another drug shooting. It's just another this. They know they can put the drugs and the guns in those neighborhoods because they're not going to end up in the nicer neighborhoods. They know that. And they know they're not messing up any of the other people because it ain't no other people over there. And so, like I said, on the Chicago set, this man is mayor of Chicago because he went up to D.C. with Obama, was his chief of staff, came back 2 years later. Everybody thought he was going to be an extension of Obama. This man cares nothing about black or brown people in Chicago. Nothing. He cares nothing about poor people in Chicago. Period. Period. Now, we come back. I'm going to talk a little bit about this Florida shooting. But more importantly, I'm going to tell you what we need to do. Y'all want to change this? Y'all tired of being disrespected? Y'all want to fix this? I'm going to tell you today what we can do to fix this. It's real easy. It's not hard to change this, y'all. Even you scared ones can get off the fence. You ain't got to be scared to do this. Listen to WB.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
years.
Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so I was talking about how this fight, and I want to talk about the solution to what we need to do, okay? And this is a Republican issue and a Democratic issue, but I'm going to show you how it becomes an issue for everybody and how we can change things if we just follow a couple of things. We only got to do a couple of things and it'll change everything. So even you scared Negroes, you know, my good buddy Charles Steele used to tell me all the time, a scared Negro gets you killed every time. Look, even you scared Negroes ain't got nothing to worry about. We gonna make sure you're right. Now, let me do this, though, before I get into that. Let's talk about what's going on in Florida with the Stand Your Ground case down in Florida. So I did Russ Parr's show this morning. Russ called me at like 5:30 this morning. He's like, man, I need to come on the show and talk about this stuff. He was like, because we had been texting back and forth. And then Ricky Smiley was texting me because he wanted to understand what was going on with it. So I was breaking it down for them so they could talk about it on the shows. And so Russell's like, man, I just want you to come on the show and do it. And I was like, okay. And so what's going on down in Florida is this, all right? Man is in a convenience store. He has his 5-year-old son with him, his 3-year-old child in the car, his 4-month-old child in the car, and his girlfriend in the car. The girl had parked in a handicapped spot. White man pulls up, asks her, is she handicapped? No, they get into an altercation. He's trying to pull out of the car. The boyfriend walks out the store. He sees this. He runs over there. He pushes the man. The man reaches in his pants, pulls out a gun, shoots the boy as the boy takes a step towards him. The man claims stand your ground. Now, he claims stand your ground. The police look at the video, say we cannot charge him. The state's attorney down there said, no, we're going to charge him. And they charged him with manslaughter. Now, the reason why this is important, if y'all listen to the show, when this first happened, I told y'all to call down there and demand that he get charged with what? Remember when I told y'all to call down to Florida? I had y'all calling down to the DA's office down there, and I told you, demand he gets charged with what? Demand he gets charged with what? Manslaughter. Manslaughter. I told you guys to call down there. Now, why did I tell you to call down there and ask to be charged with manslaughter? Because in the Casey Anthony case and in the George Zimmerman case, both of those cases was overcharged. All right? They charged Casey Anthony with first-degree murder with a lesser-included charge of manslaughter. When the jury couldn't reach first-degree murder, they just found him not guilty on everything. Then in George Zimmerman's case, they charged him with second-degree murder with a lesser-included of manslaughter. When they couldn't find George Zimmerman guilty of second-degree murder, they found him not guilty of everything. Now, what's the difference here? With second-degree and first-degree murder, you have to show that the person had an intent to kill the person, meaning that they intentionally did what they did, okay? With manslaughter, you don't have to prove that they... All you have to prove is that they acted recklessly, and if they acted recklessly, their actions is what caused the death. Now, it's another caveat here. Let me explain to you the stand your ground law so you really understand what the law says, okay? Let me explain it to you. The way stand your ground works is this. You have the right to stand your ground if you reasonably fear for your life. Now, with this particular case and with George Zimmerman case, if you look at George Zimmerman's case, because see, people say, well, George Zimmerman used stand your ground. No, George Zimmerman didn't use stand his ground. George Zimmerman's case started off in the media saying stand your ground. If you go to the trial and look what the lawyers did at trial, they didn't claim stand your ground. They claimed self-defense. Do you know why they claim self-defense? Because understand your ground is two elements that has to be met. You have to prove or a reasonable person has to believe that you feared for your life. But you also cannot initiate the fight. If you initiate the fight or what happened, you cannot claim stand your ground. So George Zimmerman's lawyers, once they saw and heard everything, they said, no, we're not claiming stand our ground. We're claiming self-defense. And that was smart on their part, because if it was stand your ground, he initiated it because he followed Trayvon Martin. In this particular case right here, this man, when he gets a lawyer, his lawyer is not going to claim stand your ground. Let me tell you why. Because in this particular case, he initiated by walking over to the car. So his lawyer, watch how it plays out. His lawyers are going to look at this, look at the video and say, wait, we're claiming self-defense. He feared for his life based on self-defense. Now, even with that claim, he's going to be found guilty. And the difference is they're not looking at the intent of the man. They're looking at the actions of the man. That's the difference between manslaughter and second-degree murder. Now, it's also a big difference in sentencing. He may only get 10 years. If he get 10 years, he'll be out 4.5 years with good behavior. Okay? So somebody's asking, well, wait a minute. Zimmerman started it. He started it. It doesn't matter if you started for a self-defense claim. See, self-defense works like this. If I punch you and you punch me back, and then after you punch me back, I get on top of you and it looks like I'm about to kill you, you can use deadly force to stop me from killing you and claim self-defense, even though I started the fight. Even though I started it, okay? So, I just wanted to break that down of what's going to happen in Florida. So, when we get back, top of the hour, let's talk solutions on how black women, poor people, and other people can stop being disrespected in this country. You listen to the WB.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.